This is Bob Williamson. Help me, Jesus, I'm fogged in. Yesterday, I sent out our latest video campaign for the Jesus Alliance to include information about our Share Hope campaign and how everyone can participate. Everything seemed to be going fine except for one minor detail. Somehow, the link to the video did not get included. Duh. I was rushing around yesterday trying to get the letter ready before leaving for the doctor's office to get a biopsy performed. I sent the letter to the guy who sends it out and then headed to Tallahassee. So I'm driving down the road and start getting texts from this guy wanting me to prove the final. Although I'm not supposed to text and drive, I finally managed to respond, driving. Undeterred, he responded that as soon as I stopped, that he needed it right away. They were waiting to send it out, and they needed approval right then. Finally, I arrived in the parking lot, and I hurriedly read it on my tiny cell phone with my failing eyes. I was late to my appointment, so I skimmed through it and wrote him back and told him just to send it. There was one small problem, though. We didn't include the video link. The purpose of the entire mailing was to get people to watch the video, and then I did not catch that the link to it was not included in the mailing. Boink. One medical problem I've got is called chemo fog or chemo brain, a condition whereby the medication I'm taking affects cognitive functions, including memory. It's scary stuff because my mind, which is usually razor sharp, sometimes seems to get an electrical storm, and it takes real work to remember things and think logically. Now I know how Alzheimer's patients feel, and it is no laughing matter. It isn't even listed as a side effect of the type chemo I'm taking, but I went online and read up on the fine details of it, and sure enough, many people are experiencing it. The most common side effects are headaches and extreme fatigue, and less frequently, nausea and diarrhea. I have all of those side effects and chemo fog. My doctor told me that I'm just unlucky. My wife must be similarly unlucky because she was told that most people have maybe two or three of the side effects of the 12 known for the chemo she took, and yet she experienced all 12 and also nearly died from pulmonary embolisms caused by the chemo. I think it is demonic attack, plain and simple. Satan realizes that the Jesus Alliance is becoming a force with which to be reckoned, and he is pulling out all stops. Any student of the Bible knows that numerous examples of satanic attack are recorded within it. But the encouraging thing about it is just like with Job, eventually God puts a stop to it. I only have 5 treatments, days left, and then I'm going to detoxify my body and try and purge the poison from it and get back to normal. So in spite of demonic attack, we were only delayed by a day. Here's the link to the video, vimeo.com, 145-255-721. I highly encourage you to watch it and share it with everyone on your social media network. I'm also sending it out again to everyone by separate letter today. Finally, I'll be driving to Jacksonville for a very important meeting regarding the Jesus Alliance today. I hope I don't get a brain drain and end up in Naples or somewhere else. Maybe you could pray for me if you're not too busy. Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.